Okay, chapter number 3. The nature of the revival's fire. Amen. There are literally 7 essentials to catching this revival fire. Number 1.
A need for fire.
All right. It can't tell me you're going to have a revival of fire and you don't have no fire. Amen. Oh, I'm going to give you all 7 of them, then we're going to go back and cover them. That might work better. All right. So, number 1, the need for fire. Number 2.
A need for a fire starter.
Number 2, you got to have a fire starter. Somebody got to start the fire. Amen. Yeah, somebody got to start it. God must find a willing vessel, somebody to start the fire. Number 3.
A need for ignitable.
And number 3, you need for ignitable.
And the need to spread.
A need for ignitable and combustible material for the fire.
Amen.
Okay. The next one.
A need to spread.
The revival fire is not going to have any effect if it doesn't spread. All right.
And need to be watched.
And number 5, it has to be watched. Any fire that's not watched gets what? Out of control. Amen. Don't you think believers can't get out of control? Amen. We'll talk about that. Go ahead to the next one.
And need to ensure individual fire.
And then, you know, we need to make sure that every individual is on fire, because the individual fire will directly impact the corporate fire. You understand? All right.
And they need to activate the fire.
And now the final one is we need to activate the fire, okay? So that's the 7 essentials to the revival. Okay, let's go with number 1. What does it say?
The nature of the revival fire.
The nature of the revival fire.
Often revival is seen as the breaking forth of heaven's fire on earth.
Often revivals is seen as the breaking forth of heaven's fire on earth. Stop. Heaven's fire on the earth. You know, most people always worry about hell fire, right? Right? Well, there's a fire greater than hell. I'm just trying to tell you. See, you got focused on the wrong thing. An apostolic government is from heaven to earth. My assignment is not to be worried about who going to hell. My fire is to get you out. My assignment is to make sure you know that you don't have to go. Amen. Okay, keep reading.
It breaks the effects and influence of hell's fire on the earth.
See, the purpose of revival fire is to break hell's fire and its effect in the earth realm.
And establishes God's kingdom.
And the revival fire, it establishes whose kingdom?
God's
kingdom. Okay.
Fire purifies.
Here's a quality about fire. It purifies.
Reducing the size and quantity of the material, but increases the value.
Okay. Notice it reduces the what? The size and the quantity of the material.
But it increases the value.
But it increases the value.
And worth thereof.
And it increases the worth thereof. Now that's a good place to peg for a second. Amen.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times people get discouraged and say, well, the church looked like it was growing, then it got cut back. Well, that's what fire do. Oh, okay. I say, that's what fire do. Y'all remember John the Baptist? In John the Baptist's ministry, he was given the ministry of the baptism of repentance from dead works. Y'all remember that, huh?
Yes, sir.
But in Matthew's gospel, the 3rd chapter, John said these words. There's someone who's coming after me, who is preferred before me because he was before me. He's mightier than I am. His shoes latchet. I'm not even worthy to unloose. But he made a statement. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with. See, the thing is, we've been so busy thinking about the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost come with not just tongues. The Holy Ghost and fire. And notice that the purpose of fire is to do what? Purify. Come on. Purify. Motives got to be purified. Can I talk to you? Everybody want money coming. What you want money for?
Right.
What you want money for? See, that's why people misunderstand Apostle and his assignment. He understands. See, God gave him money coming. Then God trained him in money coming. That's why you don't see it on no bumper stickers, no T-shirts, no wristbands, no headbands, no caps. Amen. No pens. Because God told him not to merchandise. The words are sacred. Are you listening to me? They have a pure motive because they have a pure assignment. It's for the body of Christ to get us out of debt, cause all our needs to be met, and primarily the focus of money cometh is to advance God's kingdom. So you got to go through the fire so that can be proven. Oh, now see, y'all don't want to talk. You got to go through. You can come up here and tell me, oh, I'm with you, Apostle. Yeah. But hello, how you going to get out? You got to sow your way out. That's why even in this school, we must train you all. So now y'all know graduation is coming. Your seed ought to already be prepared. As instructors, we believe that we must honor. Are you listening? Because honor is right. But fire purifies what? Motive. Fire is a purifier. Come on now. Gold must be what? Tried in what? Fire. Because what does fire do? It extracts the impurities, the dirt. Now, I know we are not familiar with this, but you know, the streets in heaven are paved with gold. But in case you don't read, it's clear like a glass mirror. The gold is so clear. Why? Because all of the impurities has been extracted. How did they get out? By fire. Silver, the same way. Now, we being vessels of gold, come on. We got to be purified and purged with what? Fire. That's why you can't be tripping about a fiery trial. A fiery trial from the enemy is met with the fire that's in you. Because it takes fire to put out fire. Oh, now see, some of y'all, you don't have to be a fireman to figure this out. When those wildfires break out, they must contain them. The only way to do that, they got to go burn some stuff. They got to go burn some stuff all the way on that end, that north, south, east, whatever way. We got to burn this down so it won't have nothing to catch on to. Oh, so y'all think the fire that got to be stopped is hell fire. No, it's heaven fire. Satan can't stop what God is doing. All right. So John said, you know, see, you got to be baptized with fire. Acts chapter number 2. Y'all remember what happened on the day of Pentecost? Cloven tongues. You might want to look at it. I know some of y'all, I know you don't, come on, right? Cloven tongues like as a fire set up on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I know. See, y'all go right on to and speak with other tongue. Yeah, okay. But what happened to the fire? And they were all filled with, watch this, the Holy Ghost and with fire. Because it was the fire that set upon each of them. Are y'all with me? Fire is a purifier. It purges. Read.
Fire extracts the worthless from the precious.
It extracts the worthless from the precious.
Thus giving value and worth to it.
Thus giving value and worth to it.
Though it is less in quantity.
Though it is less in quantity.
It is increased in quality.
It increases in quality. Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
It increases in what?
Quality.
That's why diamonds go up in value the clearer they are. Are you listening? Yeah, all diamonds don't look the same. The quality of all diamonds are not the same. That's why it costs. The clearer they are, The larger they are, the more expensive they are. Go talk to a jeweler. He'll tell you. See, the more it's purified, the more color flows through it. Yeah, a real diamond, go in the sunlight, not zirconium. Go ahead.
When we understand the nature of revival fire,
when we understand the nature of the revival fire,
we can work alongside with the Holy Spirit.
We can work alongside with the Holy Spirit
and help to propagate God's purposes until the revival fire becomes an engulfing flame.
Okay, there you go. Why don't you just slow that down so we can follow with you? Okay, go ahead.
We can work alongside with the Holy Spirit.
See, we can work alongside, watch this, with the Holy Spirit. Now, why is that important? Because God needs our cooperation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we can work alongside with the Holy Spirit.
And help to propagate God's purposes.
And then we help to propagate. That is to push forward, to propel God's agenda, God's purpose. See, that purifies motive, because everything is about God and not about us.
Yes,
go ahead and read.
Until the revival fire becomes an engulfing flame.
Until the revival fire becomes an engulfing flame. Hold up. Think about that. So who needs to be stopped? Not Satan. You got to stop this engulfing flame. Are you listening? See, the fire of God will burn forth everything in its path. It cannot be stopped. Put it another way, it can't be quenched.
Yeah.
Read.
Affecting every place and people.
It affects every place and every people.
That God desires to touch and influence.
That who desires? That God desires to touch and to influence. That's why I talk to y'all about witnessing so much. Because see, God knows. The Holy Ghost knows. Every day you can win somebody because he knows. You have to on purpose win your friends, on purpose, your neighbors, on purpose, your co-workers, on purpose. See, that's where the fire come in. If you cold for him, you're not talking about him. If you lukewarm for him, I notice I say cold, because Jesus said I'd rather you were hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I got to get rid of you. Because lukewarm means you talk about him, then you got to talk about this. See, you really won't talk about that, but you throw him in. But give me a person who's hot. They'll change you on you in a dime. Because their main motive for even engaging in conversation with you is to sucker you in. So they can put a hook in your mouth and lead you to Christ. See, our assignment is not hard. See, you're in the kingdom for such a time as this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, recruiting. Church growth don't come except the body is growing. The body must be advanced. Okay, go ahead.
Here are seven essential characteristics.
All right, here are the seven essential characteristics.
Related to fire, which can be applied to the coming revival.
All right, so these seven essential characteristics can be applied to every single revival that we engage in. Number one.
A need for fire.
A need for fire.
A needed fire is a purposeful fire.
There's a need for a purposeful fire.
It comes to fulfill a purpose.
It comes to fulfill a purpose. Notice it says a singular purpose. Read.
Those of us who seek revival fire.
Those of us who what?
Seek.
Oh, you got to seek revival fire. Because man doesn't initiate revival. God does. Revival fire is not a good idea or a thought. It is about God fulfilling his purpose in the earth realm. Are you with me? See, everything God does is with purpose. Everything. Ecclesiastes 3:1. I just need you to read it. Need everybody, just somebody get it and read it. You got to understand this. God has a purpose. Y'all got them iPads, iPhones, you got Bibles. You should have had it by now. Now, there you go, son. To everything, to what?
To everything.
To everything, there is a season. Come on.
And a time.
And a time.
And
a time is attached to how many purposes?
Every purpose.
Where?
Under the
heaven. So to everything, there's a what?
Season.
There's a season.
And a time.
And a time. To every purpose.
Under the heaven.
Notice that. A season, a time, and a purpose. You know what that ought to tell you something? God's never late. He's always on time. You won't ever have to be concerned about how things look. Watch what I'm about to tell you. Everything is on time. Because God is the one who's orchestrating it all. So watch, I know y'all not going to like this. I don't care what nobody say. This is what God say. God is the God of perfect timing. He knows exactly when something's going down. Only people who live in time get to tripping. But remember, God doesn't live in time. He lives in eternity. But because time is set in eternity, God lives in time and eternity. Y'all, you got to understand. I know. I don't want to trip you up. Time was set in eternity. That's why you have eternity past, eternity present, and eternity future. Because God set time in eternity. That's why God tell you, don't worry about tomorrow. You're not there, but I am. Already know what's going down tomorrow. What you tripping for? If I took care of you today, I got tomorrow. Y'all understand that? See, your attitude determines your altitude. We have to understand that nothing is happening outside of God's predetermined counsel and will. See, the Bible said if the princes of this world had known, they wouldn't have crucified him. That's why he didn't tell them. Because God had set an appointed time for him to die. An appointed time for him to be offered up. Then God appointed another time. 3 days, I'm getting him up. Who gonna stop me? So why are we tripping about what the devil is doing? See, in apostolic government and ministry, we ain't focusing on him. He got to focus on us. Okay, keep reading.
Those of us who seek revival. Must know the purpose for wanting it so. That our motives in calling down revival. Is purged and is pure.
Read.
We need to know also why God would be sending it our way.
We got to know why is God sending revival our way. Why is he doing it? What's his purpose? God don't like stagnation. God is light. Light moves at what? 186,000 miles per second? Is that right? I mean, some of you, come on, I've been out of school a while. Some of y'all should have jumped up and answered the question, unless you didn't pay attention in science class. Amen. But then I was with Apostle, and we find out that now move faster than that. See, there y'all go. I say we were with Apostle and found out that God's now is faster than light. Because everything God is doing, he's doing it in the now. So you're healed now, you're rich now. Whatever you're going through, just put it in the now. Make sure when you talk, make sure when you communicate, make sure when things are being said out of your mouth, you're speaking in the tense that God speaks in.
Yes, sir.
God is the God who called those things that be not as though they have already come to pass.
Yes.
So that means he talks in the now.
Yes, sir.
God doesn't look at, remember Abraham who said, Lord, you have given me no seed? God say you're tripping.
Yeah.
You know why God say you're tripping? Because I'm the one who promised you the seed. And there's no promise that come out of my mouth that is not fulfilled when I speak it. I got to bring you through a process so you can obtain it. But it was done when I spoke it.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes.
You just need to let somebody know I'm being processed. Now, I could either speed up the process or hinder the process, but I'm being processed. I can cooperate fully, or I can do like Jonah, trip a little bit. I mean, you know, Apostle taught us this. Every person in the Bible is us. Jacob, Jonah, all of them. So whatever you got to go through, go it on through it. I ain't mad at you, me. I just know we all being processed. Read.
The divine purpose in sending the fire.
The divine purpose in sending the fire.
Must be our primary focus.
Must be our primary focus.
So that God's purpose and plan.
So that God's purpose and plan.
Will be established in the revival.
Will be established in the revival. You got to know what God want to do. God doesn't haphazardly do stuff. You ready for this? If you're asking me, I'll tell you. Oh, Lord.
What?
Huh? If you ask him, he'll tell you. And ask, I may have told you all this before, ask is always broken down into a triune process. If you don't fulfill the triune process, you have not asked properly. Ask, seek, and knock. Those all go together. See that? See, if you ask God anything, everyone that ask it, receive it. But watch this. You ask and you receive, but you haven't finished the process yet. Because after you ask and you receive, see, God told you in prayer, whatever you believe you receive, you got.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right? So you ask, right?
Yes, sir.
But you still got to seek. Because you need instruction so it can manifest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So after you ask, you got to still seek.
Yes, sir.
Get direction.
Yes, sir.
Get correction.
Yes,
get protection. All that stuff.
Yes.
All right? But here comes the final one. Huh? This is what believers don't do. You got to knock till the doggone door is open.
Yes, sir.
No such thing as no. For in him all the commandments, all the promises in him are yes and amen. Knock to the promise. Oh, Lord. All right, go ahead, move.
Sometimes the separate sense of need for revival.
Sometimes what?
The separate sense of
sometimes
need.
The separate sense of need for revival.
Arises out of the revelation.
It arises out of the revelation.
Of the present spiritual state of the church.
Of the present spiritual state of the church. Y'all ever notice apostles is concerned about the state of the body of Christ and not word of life only?
Right.
Y'all ever notice that apostles just ain't concerned about ever increasing word training center?
Yes,
see, when you are an apostle, when you are a father, you have the heart of God. The heart of God is concerned about the entire body.
Right.
You know, it would have been easy to receive money, come at God rich and don't tell nobody.
Right.
Hello. It'd be easy now having, watch this, obtained the promise.
Right.
Huh? To be at ease in Zion. But nobody gives more than what he does.
Right.
Because he cannot rest. Till he see his sons and his daughters and other people in the body of Christ, watch this, are partakers of what God has given him.
Yes.
Now that's revival.
Yes.
You can't rest till somebody else got it. Read.
The intensity of our longing for revival.
The intensity of our longing for revival.
Increases because of the revelation.
It increases because of the revelation.
Of our helplessness and need.
Of our help. I mean, do y'all, anybody in here have a revelation that you really need him?
Yes.
See, pay attention in class. Apostles say he moved because of his infirmities. He know he can't do it. I know I can't do it. Do you know you can't do it? See, well, it's not about all that we do. It is him at work in us. Both to will and to do all his good pleasure. But he cannot do until we get out the way.
Yes, sir.
John the Baptist said these words, John again, when he was, remember, he was the preparer of the way. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
Remember, he was the preparer of the way?
Yes, sir.
Remember, he was conceived in his mother Elizabeth's womb 6 months before the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary.
Yes, sir.
But it's the same John that said, he who come after me is preferred before me because he was before me.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, that'll mess some people up.
Yeah.
They get the count and they say, well, wait a minute. He was 6 months before. How are you talking about Jesus? If that don't open up your eyes, John say he was before me. That lets you know. That break down all religion. Knock it all out. He was indeed God come in the flesh. He didn't need to be created. He always is and always was. Call to me up here. Are you listening? But the Word, which was God, took on flesh and dwelt among us. John said this. John said, he's preferred before me because he was before me. Now watch what he said. He must increase. I must decrease. John, not the only one need to say that. That's the purpose of fire. What does fire do? Reduce the quantity and increases the quality. So as long as you and I showing up, we can't get the Christ out. We must, watch this, we must reduce in quantity till there's zero of us. I don't hear nobody shouting up on the internet, throw a cup or do something. But we got to reduce. We got to be reduced to what? To zero.
He must increase.
The whole purpose of apostolic government in Ephesians chapter 4 is say until we all come. Until the, oh, wow. I don't even want to turn there. But you read it when you get over there. We're to come to the measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ. It is not complete until people see the Christ that's in us. Resurrected Christ at that. Not a little weak, wimpy Christ. Are you listening? A Christ that will make every enemy become his footstool. I hate to say it, but somebody got to get the revelation. Somebody got to get the understanding that God does not need the rapture to defeat Satan. So unpack your rapture clothes and bags. Because God said the last enemy to be destroyed is death itself. And the sign of death being defeated is when his foot get on top of it. Last I checked, the head is at the top, the feet is at the bottom. So God will use the body, the church, to defeat death. Hello, don't tell me God need death to take none of us out of here. Because Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him that he should not see death. Hello, Elijah was another one. So when the church finally grow up and get into the fullness, we will begin to manifest resurrection life on this side, not when we get to heaven. See, the revival is bringing us into deeper dimensions, going to cause generations to go farther. That's why Apostle ain't talking about dying at 85. My prayer is that he walk right on out of here. I say walk out like Enoch did. Walk out. You look for him and he was not, for God took him. Don't get mad at me. Notice what I said. That's my desire for him, because I see he walk with God. He talk with God. He's pouring his life out into us. Why can't we have some other Enochs? Okay, what's the next one?
The spiritual energy of faith released.
The spiritual energy of faith released.
In this sense of helplessness.
In this sense of helplessness.
Demands a touch from above.
Demands a touch from above. All right, well, how much time I got back there?
8 minutes.
Okay, get to the next one. Y'all moving too slow.
Okay. a need for a fire starter.
We need a fire starter.
God sets fire to hearts that are ready for him.
God sets fire to what? Hearts that are ready. A heart that is ready is a heart that was what? Prepared.
Yes.
A prepared heart. You have to prepare for revival.
Yep.
Fasting, prayer, ministry of the word will set you in the right position for a revival to start. I did say fasting. Oh, I know everybody done threw it away. Oh, Lord, answer. Oh, I know. Some people probably cuss when Apostle got a hold of fasting. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, flesh ain't going nowhere till you crucify it. The best way to crucify flesh is to turn the plate over. That flesh will cry out. Amen. Also found out fasting will settle your soul. Your mind don't want to wander when it's hungry. As a matter of fact, when your flesh start crying out about you going to eat and trying to control you, and you through your spirit say, shut up, that mind tell that flesh, now listen. You know that body be talking to that, look, we ain't going to eat. We need to cooperate. So I'm just trying to help y'all.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead. What's it say?
When we the church are ready to allow God to ignite us.
When we the church are ready for God to ignite us today.
Then the spiritual timing of the fire is now.
Then the spiritual timing of the fire is. Y'all know, come on now. Now, come on, black people. Let me talk to you. Because y'all know, now don't get upset. Might be some of y'all in other races. I don't know. I'm just trying to help the people out while I'm here. Because they say we late for everything. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, they say if it wouldn't be for somebody having to drag you to the funeral. If you wasn't in the casket. And y'all know funerals don't even start on time. Amen. Let's get it real. We can't. At weddings, everything, we just seem to drag behind. Wait till the last minute to get up for work. Then won't drive like a bat out of hell. Preparation. No, that's right. That's why. See, that's why you have to be up under apostolic ministry and government. You can't play that with apostle. I'm telling that right now. If he call you and tell you meet him for 1 o'clock, I think you better show up at 12:50. Be waiting. Make sure you sitting out and off. You see, that's called respect. Now watch what I'm about to tell you. God is the God of timing. His timing is always now. The reason things are delayed in our life, because that's how we function. We always procrastinating, waiting to the last minute to take the exam. You have a whole week. Instead of you take it by Wednesday or Thursday, no, you're going to wait till Monday at 5:30 and it closed for 6. Then won't act like you don't know what had happened. I don't know what had happened. What had happened is you are not managing your time. In revival fire, God is the God of timing, and the timing is now.
Yes, sir.
If Philip doesn't go where God tell him to meet the Ethiopian eunuch when God told him to move, if he'd have said, I need to go get me a po' boy sandwich, he would have missed the Ethiopian eunuch. Y'all want to talk? We're talking about timing.
Yes, sir.
Jesus told some men, follow me. They would say, Lord, let me first go bury my father. The issue wasn't with just burying the father. It was he said, let me first go bury my father. And God said, no, I'm first. So whenever you say you got to do something first, then you're eliminating the kingdom. Because the kingdom is first in time, first in rank, first in order. And when you carry ministry out, that's why when you are following apostle around, you better hear what I'm saying. I'm training you for ministry. Let me tell you, talk to you up here. When an apostle calls on you, your anniversary ain't an anniversary. He got to be able to call you when your wife and you out eating.
Yeah.
He got to be able to call you on your child's birthday.
Yeah.
When you're celebrating mama.
Yeah.
And granddaddy.
Yeah.
When the call come in the kingdom, it's immediately, straightway, and suddenly. You got to be ready to move when the call comes. You cannot be in this ministry. Tell me, wait till I do that.
Yeah.
Well, Apostle, I can't meet you today. I got this to do.
Wow.
You ain't ready yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't just mean Apostle. I was really talking about your pastor, too.
Yeah.
That's why some of y'all can't serve. See, I know how Apostle functions. Anything he wants done, he wanted it done 3 days ago. You see, y'all understand. See, he knows he can call me and Dr. Phillips and the other 12 men around him, any of them. You know, they might have to get a jet to get in, but he knows if he wants us to do something, he can call us and we'll be there.
Yes, sir.
Drop everything.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm proven. I've done it.
Yes, sir.
Son, birthday, doesn't matter what was going on. Had plans and everything. But when the call came, my family knows, my wife knows, my children know, and the ministry know.
Yes, sir.
I'm called. See, all this have to do with revival. You won't catch a wave, what you looking for? You got to know how to watch this. A surfer got to know how to cooperate with the wave. That's it?
Yeah, I keep trying to leave you alone.